This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, March 21st. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. China, a risk to crop protection. EPA pullback won't win over ethanol industry. And Farm Bureau pushes lawmakers on wage rates. Possible VP pick challenged on Trump tariff policy. Democrats wasted no time at a China-focused hearing yesterday, challenging South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem over former President Donald Trump's talk of slapping huge new tariffs on the number one market for U.S. ag products. Noem, who is rumored to be a leading candidate to be Trump's running mate, was the leadoff witness at a House Ag Committee hearing on ways that China poses a threat to U.S. agriculture. The committee senior Democrat, David Scott of Georgia, challenged her about Trump's suggestion that he would slap tariffs of up to 60% on China. Noem deflected the question. I think that is a proposal that people are still looking at and having conversations about, she replied. Noem recently signed into law a ban on Chinese entities buying farmland in her state. By the way, Kip Thom, a former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. agencies for food and agriculture, warned lawmakers that the U.S. is overly dependent on China for components of crop protection products and nutrients. If China were to shut off those supplies, the economic impact to farmers, consumers, and our nation would have devastating consequences, he said. This would lead to higher consumer prices and food insecurity in the United States and around the world. This is a national security threat to the United States and our allies. Thom said regulatory changes are needed to bring some of that production back to the U.S. You can read our full coverage of the House Ag hearing at AgriPulse.com. Ethanol industry not satisfied with EPA pullback on auto standards. Renewable fuel proponents criticized EPA's final rule on tailpipe emissions yesterday for relying too much on electric vehicles, but the agency argues the rule offers automakers a variety of ways besides EVs to comply. EPA said there, quote, are many possible pathways to compliance, using different vehicle technologies, including internal combustion engines, hybrids, plug-in hybrid EVs, and battery EVs. This rule is not zero emissions vehicle mandate, and manufacturers are free to meet the standards using the mix of vehicle technologies that is best for their fleets, EPA says in a document. On renewable fuels, EPA says the final rule that it agreed with commenters, quote, that the increased use of renewable fuels in the U.S. transportation sector will improve the U.S. energy security, energy independence position. By the way, the rule estimates gasoline usage will decline by 760 billion gallons between 2027 and 2055 due to the new standards, and that electricity consumption will increase by 7.6 billion kilowatt hours. The Energy Information Administration estimates Americans use about 135 billion gallons of gasoline in 2022. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Farm Bureau makes AEWR push. Five American Farm Bureau Federation members walked the halls of Capitol Hill yesterday, pressing elected officials for a freeze to the minimum wage rates for H-2A farm workers. The farmers say continued increases to the adverse effect wage rate are endangering their businesses, which they say must compete with overseas producers who don't have to meet the same labor compensation standards. Already, we're evaluating the crops that we grow, and we're considering whether that's economically viable for us anymore just because it is so labor intensive. The word of New York producer Karen Reeves speaking to AgriPulse. Michigan grower Nick Oman says many other producers in his area have already pulled back from producing a staple crop. Unfortunately for us, some of the things we're going to start doing is looking at each crop individually, asparagus probably being one of the first ones cut, and saying, you know what, we can't afford to do this anymore, he said. Now keep in mind, AFBF opposed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which included a temporary freeze in the wage rates. AFBF had concerns with other provisions of the bill, which has never made it out of the Senate. Take note, a Democratic senator from Georgia, John Ossoff, is raising questions with USDA about how it conducts a farm labor survey that's used to set the H-2A wage rates. Georgia consistently ranks in the top three states using the H-2A program, so the results of this survey are paramount importance to Georgia growers, Ossoff says in a letter to the National Agriculture Statistics Service. New biotech traits get okay. USDA has given the green light to six genetically engineered plants after finding they do not pose a plant pest risk. The companies and their plants are, according to the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, Yield 10 Bioscience, two camelinas modified for improved seed oil quality, Bayer Crop Science, canola modified for herbicide resistance, New Seed, canola and brown mustard modified for improved product quality and herbicide resistance, Yella Advisors, soybean modified for altered product quality, and Michigan State potato modified for fungal resistance to potato late blight, and the University of Wisconsin hemp modified for reduced levels of tetrahycannabidol THC and cannabidiol CBD. Here's today's He Said It. So to put it bluntly, the Chinese Communist Party is actively engaged in economic warfare against the United States, and our agriculture sector is already a prime target. That Representative Mike Gallagher, Wisconsin Republican who chairs the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, addressing the House Ag Committee's hearing yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, March 21st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.